Section 113 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Rohanna Green on July 8, 2007, in Toronto, Canada. L. Laboring like a giant. Languid streams that cross softly, slowly, with a sound like smothered weeping. Laughter like a beautiful bubble from the rosebud of babyhood. Laughter like the sudden outburst of the glad bird in the treetop. Lazy merchantmen that crawled like flies over the blue enamel of the sea. Leapt like a hunted stag. Let his frolic fancy play like a happy child. Let in confusion like a whirling flood. Let thy mouth murmur like the doves. Life has been arrested, as the horologist with interjected finger arrests the beating of the clock. Life stretched before him alluring and various as the open road. Life sweet as perfume and pure as prayer. Light as a snowflake. Lights gleamed there like stars in a still sky. Like a ball of ice it glittered in a frozen sea of sky. Like a blade sent home to its scabbard. Like a blast from a horn. Like a blast from the suddenly opened door of a furnace. Like a blossom blown before a breeze, a white moon drifts before a shimmering sky. Like a bright window in a distant view. Like a caged lion shaking the bars of his prison. Like a calm flock of silver-fleeced sheep. Like a cloud of fire. Like a cold wind, his words went through their flesh. Like a crowd of frightened porpoises, a shoal of sharks pursue. Like a damp-handed auctioneer. Like a deaf and dumb man wondering what it was all about. Like a dewdrop ill-fitted to sustain unkindly shocks. Like a dipping swallow the stout ship dashed through the storm. Like a distant star glimmering steadily in the darkness. Like a dream she vanished. Like a festooned girdle encircling the waist of a bride. Like a flower her red lips parted. Like a game in which the important part is to keep from laughing. Like a glowworm golden. Like a golden-shielded army. Like a great express train roaring, flashing, dashing headlong. Like a great fragment of the dawn it lay. Like a great ring of pure and endless light. Like a great tune to which the planets roll. Like a high and radiant ocean. Like a high-born maiden. Like a jewel every cottage casement showed. Like a joyless eye that finds no object worth its constancy. Like a night worn out by conflict. Like a knot of daisies lay the hamlets on the hill. Like a lily in bloom. Like a living meteor. Like a locomotive engine with unsound lungs. Like a long arrow through the dark the train is darting. Like a mirage, vague, dimly seen at first. Like a miser who spoils his coat with scanting a little cloth. Like a mist the music drifted from the silvery strings. Like a moral lighthouse in the midst of a dark and troubled sea. Like a murmur of the wind came a gentle sound of stillness. Like a noisy argument in a drawing-room. Like a pageant of the golden year, in rich memorial pomp the hours go by. Like a pale flower by some sad maiden cherished. Like a poet hidden. Like a river of molten amethyst. Like a rocket discharging a shower of golden stars. Like a rose embowered in its own green leaves. Like a sea of upturned faces. Like a shadow never to be overtaken. Like a shadow on a fair sunlit landscape. Like like a sheeted ghost, like a ship tossed to and fro on the waves of life's sea, like a slim bronze statue of despair, like a snowflake lost in the ocean, like a soul that wavers in the valley of the shadow, like a stalled horse that breaks loose and goes at a gallop through the plain, like a star his love's pure face looked down, like a star that dwelt apart, like a star unhasting, unresting, like a stone thrown at random, like a summer cloud youth indeed has crept away, like a summer-dried fountain, like a swift eagle in the morning glare, breasting the whirlwind with impetuous flight, like a thing at rest, like a thing read in a book or remembered out of the faraway past, like a tide of triumph through their veins the red rejoicing blood began to race, like a triumphing fire the news was born, like a troop of boys let loose from school the adventurers went by, like a vaporous amethyst, like a vision of the morning air, like a voice from the unknown regions, like a wandering star I fell through the deeps of desire, like a watch-worn and weary sentinel, like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed, like a whirlwind they went past, like a withered leaf the moon is blown across the bay, like a world of sunshine, like a yellow silken scarf the thick fog hangs. End of section 113. This recording is in the public domain.